KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for this Friday, the 21st day of July for 2017. With the Dittweiler fire now burning at 70,000-plus acres and only 10% contained, firefighting resources from around the state are coming to the aid of Mariposa County. Units from Amador El Dorado and Tuolumne Calaveras CAL FIRE stations, along with local fire companies, have been dispatched to the fire, along with private bulldozers and water trucks. Now, with these resources stretched thin, does that leave Amador and Calaveras counties vulnerable in the event of a fire? Well, according to CAL FIRE's Bryce Bennett, we're covered.
California has this phenomenal system called a master mutual aid system. And we have the capability of mobilizing tremendous amounts of resources while still providing absolute coverage and fire protection throughout the state. For example, an engine from Fallen Leaf Lake Fire, it's an extra engine with extra crew working overtime in our unit, helping cover, as well as many others. So it's this master mutual aid system of all the different fire departments working together to make sure that everybody maintains coverage, while at the same time providing a massive incident like the Dittweiler fire is, provide those resources while at the same time protecting everybody else. It's just a phenomenal system.
So what's known as the California Master Mutual Aid Agreement, CAL FIRE assists other fire departments within the state when resources are available, regardless of the type of disaster, and in turn, CAL FIRE can access the local government fire departments through the same agreement for assistance in wildfire suppression. Now, for the latest on the Dittweiler fire, visit the CAL FIRE website.
Well, Amador County Public Health advises community members that air quality may be unsafe for those with sensitive medical conditions over the next few days and in the next week. Some areas of the county experiencing heavy smoke due to drift from the Dittweiler fire in Mariposa County. Continued low visibility and degraded air quality should be expected. Now, if you have chronic health conditions, monitor your health closely. Contact your health provider if your symptoms worsen, including repeated coughing and wheezing. And if you're experiencing a health emergency, call 911.
Well, the California State Fair is in full swing. Each year, more than 600,000 attend the event in Sacramento. In 2010, the State Fair moved its schedule up to the month of July from August to accommodate visitors who attend school and to make it more comfortable during the brutally hot Sacramento summers. Now, that date change now conflicts with a number of county fairs. One of these fairs just happens to be the Amador County Fair. So what kind of effect does this conflict have on overall attendance and participation in the fair? Well, according to Amador Fair CEO Troy Bowers, there's no competition, adding that he doesn't feel the Amador Fair hurts attendance at the state fair too much. This year marks the 79th anniversary of the county fair, and Bowers says since the very start, the Amador Fair has always had deep agricultural roots and places a major focus on livestock, especially youth programs like 4-H, FFA, and Grange. The lessons that the kids learn raising and showing animals, according to Bowers, helps them to become better citizens and community members. And as Bowers likes to say, we grow leaders at the Amador County Fair. Hundreds of children will take part this year in livestock competitions, bringing more than 500 animals. Cows, sheep, rabbits, turkeys, and horses are among the many different animals. Now, most of those will be sold during the junior livestock auction. Last year, the auction yielded over $450,000. You want to talk about support, says Bowers, from a community and fair our size? That's phenomenal. The Amador County Fair runs July 27th through the 30th, moving and grooving.
And the 2017 Miss Amador County Fair Rodeo Queen will be crowned tomorrow. While modeling may be one aspect of the competition, there's so much more. A rodeo queen must demonstrate expert horsemanship and have an in-depth knowledge of all things rodeo, and is required to demonstrate their rodeo knowledge in both a written examination and personal interview. The contestants will also deliver a prepared speech and answer impromptu questions during tomorrow evening's event. The 2016 Rodeo Queen, Trinity Karshner, will be on hand. She'll help present one of the three competing women with this year's title. Now, at 9 a.m., contestants will compete in horsemanship, 1 p.m. interview, 6 p.m. dinner. crowning to follow. For more information, AmadorCountyFair.com.
And a quick reminder for you, Dickies and Jamba Juice will be holding a fundraiser to benefit hospice tonight from 4 to 9 p.m. Stop by either Dickies, Jamba Juice, or both. Dine in, dine out. Just leave your receipt in the box, and that's it. A portion of the proceeds will be donated back to hospice of Amador and Calaveras counties.
And Food Trucks in the Foothills hosting their first ever Amador County event tomorrow from 5 to 9 at the Italian Picnic Grounds. The After Dark Band will perform and the Italian Benevolent Society will serve beer and wine as you pursue the fabulous lineup of food trucks. This is a family-friendly event. Admission is free. Proceeds benefit Amador High Boosters and the Italian Picnic Grounds.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.